Hockey Central at noon is Hockey Central at any time you want it to be. When you subscribe to the podcast at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan. On demand. Knocking your teeth loose with the best hockey coverage possible. This is Hockey Central on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
Sportsnet is the home to the National Hockey League. You want proof? 10 games tonight in the NHL, and six of them are on Sportsnet in one form or another. How about this one? Coming up tonight, Carolina against Toronto, two teams that will be sellers at the deadline. Eric Staal, are we down to his last games as a member of the Carolina Hurricanes? You also have Nashville and Chicago in a crucial Central Division game. Calgary Flames at home to the New York Islanders. What will Brad Treliving do leading up to the deadline? Vancouver at home to Ottawa, two teams in limbo. And Los Angeles against Edmonton on Sportsnet's 360. How will the Oilers respond to their coach who called them out mightily the other night when Todd McClellan said the potential is that there could be huge changes? Darren Millard here in the Hockey Central studio. Second last show before the NHL trade deadline, Hockey Central trade deadline on Monday with Nick Kypreos and Doug McClain. It does get more intense. There is every year you think, okay, what, there's not a lot going on. This may be the year where there's not a lot of buzz. And then
we
then,
say that every year.
Every year. And then last night, during Hockey Central, we gathered all the newsbreakers together and we did a good 6-minute banter about what could happen. And then you realized there's a lot of dominoes that could fall here.
Yeah. And we've got Carolina and Toronto tonight. And for me, it will be really interesting to see what direction Ron Francis goes. I think
Cam Ward and Eric Staal too.
Cam Ward's, where do you see Cam Ward going?
I see with the way he's played lately, I could see them trying to re-up him in Carolina for another
see,
year.
See, I
what
just
about San
think
Jose?
It's time and, to let go.
Right.
And it's the other time thing, to let go with him is, and Eric Staal.
But Eric Staal, you know, as of really recently, they've not asked him to waive his no trade.
Nope.
And you know what? They're in the hunt. They want to stay for their fans in the hunt. I could see them not trading Eric Staal and letting him walk at the end. I don't think they're going to re-sign him and just deciding we're going to use the 10
million. Here's the math. Carolina
space.
Could be tied for a wild card spot
right.
if they beat the Toronto Maple
That's
Leafs
why
tonight.
They're not trading. I don't think they're going to trade Eric Staal because I think they'll just let him walk
That's
at the end.
Such a mistake. Mm-hmm. That's such a mistake.
But this is so market
one
factor.
One goal since in January 16th. And how
in
does
2016.
It affect 2016. And how does it affect Jordan?
And there's talk about re-signing him. That regardless,
I haven't heard that.
Well, there is. There's some buzz that even if he does get traded at the deadline, that they would revisit him in the off season.
I don't think that would be a big surprise.
No, I haven't heard that.
You know,
I've heard that.
I don't know if it would be a big surprise, but I don't think that's the direction you have to move forward. I think part of the problem in Carolina the last few years, including with Eric, is he's been complacent. There's just been this easy way about being one of the top paid players in the game and yet not enough pressure on him to perform. And I think it's made it easy to go to the rink for him.
So why would you re-sign him? Why would you consider
That's a good
that?
Question.
I don't think they are
That's
considering
a good question.
Right now. I think they're considering letting him walk at the end
but
of the year.
But you just said that there's a consideration that they might not trade him.
Yeah,
why?
And just let him walk.
Why?
Well, if you're
going to
let him walk, you
why?
Trade him.
Well, because no.
you want to make the playoffs and get two gates?
Maybe. Maybe you want to do it for your season tickets for next year. Maybe you want to do it for the fans.
You just
who
answered
missed the playoffs.
Why you re-sign him then.
No, not if he's complacent and not if he's not doing anything. Why would you re-sign him? Why would you give him $5 million to play the way he's playing?
Well, why would you keep him at the deadline?
Well, the question is, does he try to help you get in? And what do you really get for him at the end of the day? Do you get a first-round pick for Eric Staal? I mean, if you can get a first-round pick, yeah, move him.
He is in dire need of a change.
Yeah, I know
to
he
try
is.
To rejuvenate his career.
Oh, and they're in need of a change.
And they are in need of a change. The problem here moving forward is for all intent and purposes, it's still Eric and Jordan's dressing room.
All I'm telling you,
and they've got a young core here that you have to, you got to pass it on now.
It won't happen
if he stays.
So I may be wrong on this. I'm just telling you what I was told this morning. He's not been asked.
No.
And there's a chance they're just going to let him walk at the end of the year. That's what I was told this morning, and not trade him. And I don't know why they're thinking that way. I'm just
telling you. You're not Tampa Bay with Stamkos. You are not there to be thinking, we could still maybe get to a Stanley Cup final.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they're thinking that. I think they'd like to get in the playoffs. So for, you know, the difference of getting in the playoffs and not getting in the playoffs for corporate sales, season tickets, interest, there's a lot to get in the playoffs for when you're a fledgling franchise like Carolina. What it means to those franchises to get in the playoffs is a lot of money the next year.
But then you're just spinning your wheels.
Sure, except not really if... are you going to get a first for him?
Yes.
So?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Then you should trade him. I'm just telling you, if I was them,
I would. They're not asking for a first.
No, just a minute. If I'm them, I trade him. I'm just telling you what I heard.
Thank you.
And maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think you're wrong. I think Ron Francis is debating on whether or not he wants to keep this group together or not. I think you're 100% right. I'm saying, it's my opinion that is a mistake.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah.
Do you not look at Eric Staal and think, this could be the type of player that if you acquire him and put him in a playoff race or a conference championship position.
Nash and Zuccarello.
That you would see a totally different player than you've witnessed over the last couple of years?
I think you could.
Some trades are, like Andrew Ladd, you want that player. Come in and do what he does. Eric Staal, you're thinking you could get bonus points here.
And I think if you read between the lines, you listen to his comments the last few weeks, I think he's starving for that chance. I do. I really think
he should. And he should.
He should tell them.
Yeah. He should walk in and say, I'll wave.
I'm ready.
And let's go.
Let's go.
But
so anyway. We don't believe that's happened from either side.
Mm-hmm.
But
he has 2 points in his last 10 games.
I know. And Jordan's playing well. They're happy with Jordan.
As the team closes the gap.
And he's got a no move. So that means he will really dictate here.
Mm-hmm, totally. Where he's going.
How big of a list that he wants to put together.
Let's not kid ourselves.
Or maybe it's just a small list and it's, I want to play with another brother.
I want to play with Mark in New York.
That's right.
And you put him with Zuccarello and Nash. You put Broussard to your second line center.
Three goals since December 31st for Eric Staal.
So that's not good enough to stay. I'm sorry. I don't care if they're in the hunt or not. If you look at it in the big picture, they've got to grab some assets for Eric Staal.
What about Cam Ward?
What market's out there?
Keep hearing San Jose.
Hmm. I heard today that they're contemplating trying to re-sign him. With the way he's played.
Would Calgary look at Cam Ward to get them through the next 2 years?
They've got to. They've got to look at Anderson. They've got to look at Bishop if he becomes available because of the emergence of their young goalie in Tampa. They've got to look at Smith in Phoenix. There's a number of guys they've got to look at if they become available because they don't have a number one goalie. And Ortio, I watched him the other night. They give him a chance the next 10, 15 games. Maybe he becomes the backup next year.
But it would...
But he's got to play. Ortio still has to play.
It would be a I wouldn't go back with
Romo or Hiller.
It would be a lower number than what he's making now, and it would be on a short-term basis to say, again, we'll put you in a position to rejuvenate your career.
And he goes home. Close to home.
Right?
Close to home.
But Calgary's a team that needs a number one goaltender. Toronto, is Calgary.
But there's been debate over the last couple of years whether Cam Ward's still a number one goalie.
Right. Exactly. Although this year...
He's been good.
He's been very good. And that's why there's some consideration of re-signing him, because I don't know what they have enough in their pipeline to go buy him.
The goaltending hasn't been lights out. If you look at Carolina now and all the statistics and the Corsi and all that, they're actually like a top team. They are top.
Oh, they don't allow any shots.
They don't give up shots.
No.
It's not like they've been outstanding here and they're pulling a Corey Schneider. Mm-hmm. Okay? They're not. So, got to be careful where you really sit there and say, is Cam Ward still a number one, a true number one goaltender in the NHL. I think he needs that bridge of a year or two on a lower number to prove it one more time.
When's the last time he had a good year?
Cam Ward has a 2.33 goals against average, yes, closing in on 20 wins, mm-hmm, and he's been victimized in overtime. His save percentage is not mind blowing. Average 9.10.
Yeah, 9.10.
So this is,
and this is his best year in a number of years because he's been reasonably healthy.
Yes,
health has been a major issue in his drop off.
There are three captains right now who are unsigned with 3 days before the NHL trade deadline. Before we go into to Monday, Eric Staal, Andrew Ladd, and David Backes.
Backes, you haven't heard a word about.
No,
not a word. So it looks like he stays there, you know?
I don't think they do much, St. Louis.
With the injuries? Well, you're not going to do much in goal.
The thought is that you're maybe the luckiest time of the season will be in the postseason when you can still get healthy.
And it's funny how teams learn lessons. You think Kenny Holland, is he going to do anything? I hear he's not going to do anything. I heard the Eric Cole experiment bothered him, still bothers him.
So what do you think? Do you think St. Louis adds?
I think you're going to have a bunch of teams. I think you're going to have 20 to 22 of 30 teams try to attempt to
add
depth.
No, but St. Louis is different.
No, they're not. They're adding
depth. No, there's different because there's pressure on the manager, significant pressure on the manager, and great pressure on the coach. They're at a different level than a lot of those other 20 teams that you talked about.
Who do they bring in that changes the look of their team? Like, why? Their defense is, once they're healthy, their defense is fine. If they want depth on their blue line. Up front, what are they going to add that's going to make them a whole lot better?
And if you look the last few years from the Ryan Millers, they've done that already. They've done that already, and it hasn't worked out for Doug Armstrong. His best bet is maybe not to rock the boat right now and still go in there and say, hey, listen, you know, it doesn't matter whether we make a trade or not. No one is going to think that we're going to be better than Chicago, LA,
by the way,
or Anaheim.
If the standings,
so there's still dark horses to come out of the West. So leave it.
And you know what? If the standings stay the same as today, they play St. Louis.
The one thing they got to do is get Tarasenko going a little bit more.
They play Chicago in the first round.
And start being that player that he's supposed to be. He's got to get hot at the right time.
So Andrew Ladd, that takes us to the Winnipeg Jets. And the emotional night, scoring a goal and saluting the fans. And then
How goofy was that?
It was odd.
It was weird. Seriously, it was goofy.
It was acknowledging the elephant in the room. That's what it was.
Okay, just...
Winnipeg
leave the ice and don't acknowledge the elephant in the room.
Has he not earned that right?
To what? Wave to the fans?
Yeah.
What if he's not traded? Wave back at them.
What happens if they turn around and give him his contract? Then he's
what
does
harm?
He go back out and thank everybody.
But what harm has it done?
I don't know. It's not that big of a deal.
Who cares? I don't care.
I don't care either.
Well, you cares. 30 seconds ago, you guys did.
Oh, come on.
That's one of the fastest flips I thought it was in Hockey Central history.
We don't really...
That was a Hockey Central flip.
I thought I was watching a Manitoba Moose.
I don't care.
I was watching a Manitoba Moose
game. You know, did anybody cry in the stands?
Yeah.
Was there any Kleenex involved?
Give them a standing ovation. Did they win or lose?
They did not win.
I thought it was a Manitoba Moose game.
Oh, you said that twice already.
I know.
Winnipeg against Dallas. Tonight. So where does Andrew Ladd? Oh, did you? I don't know whether you guys saw this. There's a great Luke Fox
scouting report.
This great article every day. He's lining up trade deadline stuff.
Who is
Luke Fox at Sportsnet.ca? And then so he writes about there's Florida Panthers co-owner and Andrew Ladd's super fan Doug Cifu. I believe I'm saying that
he's
right.
He's a scout. I think he works part-time scout for Dale.
And this is the co-owner's.
This is the co-owner.
Doug says, Doug Cifu, he's a great player, a character guy, talking about Andrew Ladd. Obviously, Dale knows him very well. I'm not going to comment on discussions, but he's a great character and a great hockey player. He really is.
That's the co-owner making those comments about a player on another team, a captain on another team. Are you kidding me?
Is that... Listen,
like, I don't think it's tampering.
Nobody knows tampering better than Doug McClain. He is the expert.
Yes, I am. I don't think it's because I've done it with the best of them.
How tamper and not get caught.
That's not true.
I don't think it's tampering because you're talking about how great of a player he is and a good guy.
You shouldn't go there.
Let's go back to our good friend Brian Burke. Okay. How many times has Brian Burke said on national TV or to a national newspaper, I am not allowed to comment on other teams' players? We heard him say that.
Out of respect for the other franchise
and out of respect for a guy that's still on a team and a captain of the team. I don't care if he's waved to the fans or not. He's still on the Winnipeg Jets.
So is this guy trying to woo general manager Dale Tallon into trading for Andrew Ladd?
I don't know what he's trying to do, but it doesn't sound very good. And I wouldn't be surprised that the league would give him a call and maybe tell him to be quiet.
A member of the booster club?
Well, Luke Fox calls him Andrew Ladd super fan. Go to sportsnet.ca and check out
Luke's
stuff.
He's a seeker. He's also a seeker.
And I've met Doug, and he's a nice guy.
Yeah. A little excited, though.
Very excited. I'm going to see him on March 12th at the Panther reunion. I'll mention that to him.
We
gave him a little promo here on the
talk
show.
Talk to him about how Brian Burke would handle that.
Or any other hockey person would handle it.
So Florida trades for Andrew Ladd.
He gets his contract because Doug is going to be his agent.
Exactly.
The owner's going to do his deal for him.
Yeah. There's no reason why Dale Tallon even has to get involved.
Dale reading that this morning. I'm just saying, look, I want to just go and tee it up, and I'll talk to you after I play my 18.
Let me know when you get him. That's what he's going to say. I'll be on the 18th hole. You think I might have the deal done by then?
Seriously, I'm telling you. It gets, anyway.
It sounds like the suitors for Andrew Ladd, that group gets bigger every day.
Yeah, I'd love to see him go to the Washington Capitals. And I think with his durability and the style of game he plays and with the talent they have in their top six, I think he'd be an amazing fit in there. We talked about that last night. Yeah. Florida, he'd be a nice fit for, as Doug has confirmed.
Gabrick's out.
And Chicago.
L.A.
L.A. is another fit.
Would be in the mix.
Yes, another fit.
Mm-hmm. Now, L.A. with the cap.
What would happen?
Do they need? $1.4 million in space?
It's the same thing as Vermette in Chicago, is that they put him on long term.
Patrick Kane.
Yeah, they put him on long term and they waited for him.
And then he got space.
Into the playoffs. And that's what they'll do with Gabrick. They'll wait for him. And in the playoffs, he'll be added back on. But you would have alleviated enough space for Andrew Ladd, who would cost you a little over $1 million.
22% of
21.5. 21.5.
You've dropped 4%.
Okay.
It's gotten cheaper. I think for we LA. Got it. 22.5%.
Did we tell you we had a seminar with the cap guy from cap manager?
General Fanager.
Yeah, that's it. That's
not
it.
Not Cap Fanager.
I'm telling you.
Your credibility in this area right now in the last 45 seconds is not very good.
Honestly.
Anyway, they need
I could imagine insurance seminars more exciting.
Kings have space
than
for
that meeting.
You what?
I was just saying that
I would imagine insurance
seminars that could get more wild. That hour.
So, Matt, what's the LA Kings? $2.4 million, and that's with Gabrick out, right? Okay.
So they're fine. See? And so I learned that from the kick manager.
And General you need Fanager. 1.2, is it, or 1.4 roughly you need?
The Ducks just reclaimed Chris Wagner off waivers? Okay. And
well, that's good. It clears up space for Colorado for a contract then.
One other note. You're right, because they've
probably
got 50.
Does them a favor.
And we learned that yesterday. At the
I knew that before.
Medical update from the Montreal Canadiens.
Uh-oh.
Oh, a little price update?
Jeff Petrie will require surgery for a sports hernia. He's out for the remainder of the regular season.
That's a tough blow for them. Is not a good... That's them and Gilbert. Gilbert and he, who were real... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Petrie and Gilbert, I mean, really, especially the first half, played well. Petrie coming back after he was injured first wasn't as good. Gilbert was a real nice pickup for them and played real well for them. So that's a big loss for them as they get within 5 points of a playoff spot.
We will get to what happened last night in the NHL, but I want to continue down this trade talk. Louis Erickson. Ooh. And the back and forth between the Boston Bruins and where you will eventually go with this player. Because he sounds like the one guy, talked to John Shannon yesterday, sounds like the one guy that could re-up with this team of these UFAs.
Yeah, I don't see it either. And
you don't?
I can appreciate Boston in a playoff spot, but I still wonder where they're going. Where they're hanging on. They are hanging on. And Marchand's carrying them. Krejci, when he feels right, is a very good player. Bergeron is top-notch still.
Okay,
he's the machine. But he is the machine there. Chara, I'm sorry. Yeah.
But you know what?
Seidenberg, too.
What are you sorry about?
Just not the player remotely he was before.
But here's what I would do if I was there.
And it's kind of, you know, it's...
So you think it's time to tear it down?
I would move him. I would move him?
Yeah, I do.
And I'll tell you why
I do.
I
don't think that, you know, it makes sense to sign Erickson, although... Optically, it would look horrible because they're in a playoff spot trade him. But he's a top scorer. Move him.
Do a Brian Murray trade. And here's what I would do.
What's a Brian Murray trade?
You move Erickson and you attempt to get good enough assets from him, or at least a portion of good enough assets for him, and then you try to acquire Eberle. And you put a younger player, sign through a term, same dollars it's going to cost you for Erickson, younger guy, who can score and make plays. And there's always been an interest by Boston and Eberle. So I would move Erickson out. What do you get for Erickson?
Well, Peter Chiarelli knows that Boston market and what the pressure is.
Right.
But that's
what I'm saying. You know, the Alfredson out, Ryan in. You know what I'm saying? I would attempt to do that if I was Boston.
Louis Erickson's a 30-year-old hockey player.
Who wants six years at probably six.
$36 to $42 million. But wouldn't you rather have Eberle to play with those centers, to play with Bergeron? Or
I would say that would make more sense.
Well, could you ever do that?
But would you do that?
I would.
Well, which side are you on?
I'm on Boston and Edmonton side. So what you do is, can you get a first round pick for Erickson? I wouldn't pay a first round pick for him as an. I don't care if he's got 23 goals. I wouldn't pay a first round pick for Erickson as a rental. I wouldn't.
But you would for Eric Staal?
I wouldn't pay a first for Eric Staal, no. Somebody probably will, but I wouldn't. But I would try to take part of the assets you get, add to the assets you get for Erickson, and try to get a guy with a contract through, 3 more years? That's what I would do. And I think Boston's a better team because of it. Edmonton would get something they need.
Are we making this connection to Edmonton just because of Peter Chiarelli?
No. I'm making it because I've continually heard Eberle's name in the mix to go to Boston.
Just Eberle?
Mostly Eberle to Boston, I've heard for over a year. I don't know. Who knows? But I know there's been interest in him.
Of all those players on Edmonton, that core group, Eberle is the most talked about.
Yeah, because why is he the most talked about? All of a sudden, now that he's with McDavid, he's putting up points. He can make plays. He can score.
You think they're shining him?
I think he's the guy that... I wouldn't
be so quick to move him.
I wouldn't either.
I think he's a great complimentary player to some of those guys, including McDavid now.
Why would you,
what's the rush?
Well, there's no rush.
Well, they're terrible.
Well, so what?
Here's the rush,
so
Nick.
What?
Nick,
well, they're terrible,
Nick,
and they will be terrible to the end of the season, and then you can make that trade at the draft. Mm-hmm. Or at any point in the summer.
But you may miss out on a chance to sign Louis Erickson, trading for Louis Erickson and signing.
And not only that, but the only reason I happen to be an Eberle fan, the only reason I'd move Eberle of that group is because I think he might bring a real good defenseman in return. And that's what they desperately need.
Not from Boston.
Well, I don't know where
from. Not from Boston.
I don't know, but maybe it's
can't afford.
Well, maybe it's a prospect. A defense prospect, but they need defense badly in Edmonton. So maybe some part of the deal comes back that they can use to get a defenseman. Is it a first round pick that you can move somewhere to get a defenseman at the draft, at the deadline? Because you go into July 1st looking to fix your defense, Edmonton have tried to fix their defense the last 3 years, July 1st, or the last 4 years, July 1st, and it hasn't worked. So it looks like they got to make a trade for a good defenseman. Eberle, to me, has a chance to bring that asset to the table. Yakupov's not going to bring it. You're not trading Hall, in my opinion. So
Nugent
he's
Hopkins,
the guy.
You are
Nugent Hopkins or Eberle are the two guys.
You know a team that I think about in that regard is the Minnesota Wild.
Their defense.
Is there something that can be done with
yes.
Edmonton's forwards?
Yes.
And Minnesota's defense.
And that's why you had the Johansson-Minnesota talks. And Mike Yeo talked about it yesterday when he met with the media. Did that Johansson trade talks affect his dressing room and affect his trade? So, yeah, there is an opportunity there to move a defense-rich team. Anaheim, defense-rich team. You pick your spots and look at the defense-rich teams in the league and you try to make a deal for somebody. But Edmonton have tried to fix this defense for 5 years, and it's been a disaster for them. All they've done is overpay and get players that aren't any good.
Who are the two most sought-after coaches in the summer?
Mike Babcock and Todd McClellan.
And they're battling it out for 30th. Mm-hmm. Who would have thought?
Both of us would have thought that.
No.
Not Edmonton.
Did you have I didn't have them in the playoffs, did you?
No, well, there's a big difference between not being in the playoffs and being in the 28th or 29th and 30th.
Eight or 10 points. But what it is. I didn't have them in the
optically,
playoffs.
Optically, there's
Mark
a massive
Spector has them in the playoffs every year. I didn't have them in the playoffs.
Don't throw stones when he's not on.
That's John Garrett, and it's Vancouver.
And
it's not in the playoffs. It's to win the Stanley Cup.
No, you talk to Speck in the summer, and he thinks they're going to fight for eighth every year.
Oh,
that's fine.
He's at the rink every day.
I know. I don't blame him. I'm not criticizing him. Yeah. Everybody's allowed to give their opinion.
What does it sound like if you're criticizing him? If that wasn't taking a shot at him,
it's a little
nice
shot.
Backhand.
I was kidding.
Yeah.
Kidding.
Look, I'm kidding.
Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McClain.
Look at the defense they've acquired at the deadline over the last number of years. Ferentz, Fane, Nikitin, and the last year, Sakara.
Yeah.
I mean, it hasn't worked. So you got to make trades.
And you got to give up something big.
That's right. That's my point.
They're going to.
And they got a couple.
Don't
Louis
do
Erickson
something for
Eberle
the sake of doing it because you're frustrated.
Louis Erickson for Eberle doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's got to be Erickson out somewhere else, assets acquired, used as part of a deal to get Eberle. And it won't be enough, probably.
There are other unrestricted free agents, but we'll go to a name that's been out here for a while since that Wednesday night when he did not play for his American Hockey League team and was suspended by the Tampa Bay Lightning. The player opted to go home, and it just has quietly faded into the shadows. And Jonathan Drouin and the Tampa Bay Lightning. Yesterday, general manager Steve Yzerman said, "I would definitely prefer to deal him sooner than later. It would be better for everyone. A lot of factors go into making a trade. A lot of things to consider here. But number one is, can I do something involving Jonathan that benefits the team and makes us better right now that helps us for the playoffs? I'd certainly like to do that." Now, is that a PR statement? Make it sound like you're doing something? Or is that to play off
behind the scenes where...
Because there's bad blood here.
There's some thought that there isn't much going on and that the phone isn't ringing off the hook.
Well, I think it's twofold. I think he's saying it, number one, to try to drum up some interest, to have some people reconnect with him who expressed interest in the past, and it's obviously cooled
off. Do you
need
to do that through the media?
Well, I think it doesn't hurt to throw it out there, that he, you know, bring his name up again so that maybe ex-general manager will phone him. And it also is this.
How long?
Stevie, I hate to say I said it, but I said it the night we talked about it when he was suspended. Stevie's going to let him go home and cool his heels, and he's going to let his agent cool his heels.
Well, they're frozen now.
Yeah, and he's going to let him sit. And it won't surprise me he sits. I hope he gets traded for Alan Walsh and Drouin's sake and for Stevie in Tampa Bay. Won't surprise me. We're talking about this at the draft again.
But you're bringing in a player who's been home skating with the junior team I don't know.
Is he going to help teams at playoff time?
How long has it been now that he's been?
You're
out?
Not acquiring him to help you. At
so
playoff time.
Anybody that thought maybe he could be a depth guy coming in,
but
is
he's
now
not,
saying what? Has it been 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
He'd have to go back to the American Hockey League. to get back up to speed, wouldn't he?
Be careful on the roster deal. He's got that two game problem too that they're really upset about. The
right.
38 games. Okay, to the
explain
40
that. Game. Burns a year.
It burns a year of his contract, and it, because
so if he doesn't play two more games,
he's got 7 more years till he's unrestricted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know, it means that. So here's the situation: Tampa, July 1st, will give him a bona fide offer of a million dollars. Approximately $1 million qualifying offer. And by making that $1 million qualifying offer July 1st, that protects Tampa's rights for the player. And they can do that for the next number of years. So Stevie will qualify him July 1st if he doesn't move him at the deadline. They will own his rights. They have him, and he will turn down the qualifying offer, and they have his rights. So what... That's why I think it'll happen. Hopefully it'll happen for Drouin at the draft. You don't acquire Drouin to help you at playoff time. You acquire Drouin for the next 10 years.
Hold on, just 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks he's been out.
6 weeks.
Yeah, that's significant.
So you're not acquiring him for playoff help.
Which complicates
it now. I'm sure 4 weeks ago teams were talking about how he could help them now.
Mm-hmm.
Now maybe the conversation's a little differently.
I still like
him. He could be traded after the trade deadline. He just can't play.
Yeah.
I like him for Ottawa still. You know, I think he could be a fit in Ottawa. I think he could be a fit in Calgary with Hudler leaving. He's another small guy. I know that, but he's so skilled. I mean, he could be a good fit in a lot of places.
Little feller.
Little feller. Who's your fodder? That's what they
Jim.
Say.
Let's say hi to Jim. He's heading into Winnipeg this weekend
Jim
after
was my
a heart
father
attack.
Too. Really?
So we're wishing the best to my father.
Wish him the
best. So on 5 Minutes with Millard, why was the whole segment? Doug tells me the whole segment was on him.
Yeah, it was Ken Reed. Ken Reed was co-hosting with Ivanka, and Ken Reed and Ivanka have this.
Is that
this
what
crush
we call
Doug?
A man
yeah.
crush?
Yes,
Ken
it
Reed.
Is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
He's coasters.
It's weird.
He's
no,
coasters.
It's really weird for me.
Well, you never shy
Ivanka,
away.
Ivanka not
that.
So much. Ken a little bit.
When we continue, what happened last night in the NHL? And a surprise between Washington and Montreal. A big win for the Colorado Avalanche, and Anaheim continues to close the gap.
You should have like a movie night or something, you and Ken.
The Eastern Conference wild card battle between Pittsburgh and Boston.
Maybe a sleepover.
We'll see how much we can get to on Hockey Central at noon. Sportsnet, 5-9 of the Fan, Sportsnet, and the NHL Network.
Now, more Hockey Central on Sportsnet 590, The Fan.
We are back on Hockey Central at noon. I'm the only one that actually listens during the commercial break to what's going on.
You're like
everybody else just tunes out and then they don't even realize. You guys would talk amongst yourselves for the entire last segment of the show if I wasn't here.
That's
because
like,
you don't put your earpiece.
Every
like,
once in a while I see this red button and it says it says something. Right? But it tells me something, right?
It says on.
Yeah, that's how I know the show's starting.
On.
It's a little bit like when we do our intermissions on games and we like the play-by-play and the color commentator to listen to what we're talking about during the intermission. Same sort of thing.
Did I
guess
ever tell
that's
you,
your point, Nat?
When we were in the old studio there, I shut down the whole station.
The old radio
station. Yes.
Yes.
We were off air for, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds because I was trying to shut down a speaker of the first show. I think it was Mike Hogan or somebody. And I'm like...
The show before us.
Yeah, it was giving me a headache. So then...
No, it wasn't giving you a headache. You were just probably on the phone or something.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, like the whole table's a display of buttons.
It's and a control I'll, panel, yeah.
And now I'm hitting every one, right? But I'm still getting the sound of it. And then I find this red button, but it's got like a piece of plastic on it. So I'm thinking, what is it?
So you flip
a dump button. What does that mean? Someone's taking a dump.
Hey, when you're on a seven second delay.
Yes.
You flip that when somebody a caller swears or says something inappropriate.
Okay.
You press that and erase.
Now
it.
I'm hitting this thing like 10 times.
Okay. Yeah. Can I
and
okay. And apparently the whole network went down.
Can I clear up something here? Edmonton fans think I'm saying trade Erickson for Eberle.
Buddy, I'm on a different story.
I know,
now.
But I'm getting goofed.
I'm on a
I'm
shutting
getting
down
these
the
people
network
saying,
story.
So I'm saying,
don't be so sensitive. Shut
no,
the phone
I'm not.
Off.
I'm saying trade Erickson somewhere, and the assets Boston get back for
Why
Erickson.
Do you let these people
use
get
those
to you?
Assets? To try to acquire Eberle. I'm not saying trade Erickson for Eberle. Like, seriously, listen to what I say.
Okay, listen. Let's give us the last one. That who sent it? Who's getting under your skin right now?
No. Who is it? I'm just trying to explain this.
Just read the last one. No, someone's bothered you on Twitter now.
No, I haven't bothered you.
No. You don't interrupt my shutting down the network story to come back to the Erickson-Eberle conversation without someone sending you something.
I like Erickson, but no way he's better than Eberle.
Who was that?
Eberle has way more talent.
Who said that?
Peter Shirelli?
Oh, it is. No, it's not. So I'm not saying trade them one for one. Like, listen to what I say.
Do you get the feeling,
Nick?
How can
you have been a president and general manager when you let people like that get to you?
Well, no, I'm just trying. It's just people don't listen. See, I don't have that problem.
Hold on.
Jill says I'm a wonderful listener.
You need to stop right there.
No.
Jill
says I'm a wonderful listener.
You're saying that other people don't listen?
Yes.
And you, like, T-boned his story about knocking the network off the air?
Like, that's not hockey. This is a hockey show. We're not talking about knocking networks off. Let's talk trades. Tell your story other time.
Hey, did you watch the last Toronto-Carolina game?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
No.
We're going to need a lot more of those stories.
But tonight could be a great game. For all you fans out there, tune in.
I'll tell you what, it can't be any worse than that last game.
Yes.
Are we going to see another?
I was like pulling out my eyelids.
Listen. As long as I don't have to see a special on Mike Babcock jogging around the arena.
Oh, did we do that?
Somebody did it. Him jogging around the rink was this feature.
Tonight at Air Canada Centre, Toronto Maple Leafs against the Carolina Hurricanes, and standing outside the visitors' dressing room will be Craig Palfrey. He's been there for 40 years. He's doing various duties around Maple Leaf Sports and Toronto Maple Leafs. And now that he's retired, he looks after the visitors' dressing room and he watches every day.
Awesome.
So Craig.
Great.
Craig.
I think I've met him. And he's a solid, great guy.
He
and
is
we
great
really
guy.
Appreciate
We see him all the time.
We
he's
really
awesome.
We really appreciate the support.
What an emotional response. I think I've met him. I don't think you needed to go there.
Well, if he's been there 40 years, I've met him.
I think I've met him.
He runs the whole show there.
Yeah, I know.
He's the man.
So I'm kidding. I know him. Craig?
Awesome job, Craig.
Craig, thanks.
Last night, you've got this shuffling.
That's great you got his name right. You can't get Tara Sloan's name right. It's embarrassing. Hi, Tara.
Scott Salmon from Hockey Canada, who's done a great job, helped us get enrolled in the first shift program with my girls, that great Bauer initiative with Hockey Canada.
Is that the free equipment one?
No, it's not free. You're pulling a McLean right now? No, you pay $199. You're just dropping something out of the middle of nowhere? Because him getting a name right. So you pay $199, you get six ice times. The girls have loved it. It's amazing instruction.
The
Mark Messier initiative.
Oh, super.
Yeah, but Scott said, I'm glad that the girls got signed up. My only request is that Doug gets my name right next time, because when he was last on, you called him Scott Hammond.
So what's his name?
Scott Salmon.
And what's he do?
He's in charge of Hockey Canada.
You.
I thought Bob Nicholson.
Well, he's right. Below.
I thought, his name? Rennie was in charge
Tom Rennie
of Hockey
is right,
Canada.
He's right below.
He's a vice president.
I
just deal with the top dog.
How could Jill
I get Rennie's name, Tom Rennie's name.
How could
name,
Jill right? believe that you're a good listener?
How? Yeah. How? Scott, congratulations. It is a wonderful
program.
Has
she fallen off her horse?
Few times.
So all this shuffling last
good
night.
Good listener.
Good. The Pacific Division moved things around again with the likes of L.A. trying to hold off Anaheim with another win and San Jose. And then you have the Montreal Canadiens going into Washington, picking up the victory, even though it was tense at the end. But now they're 5 points.
Don't say it.
And how many games do the other teams have in hand?
Two, maybe one or two.
If they get within three, they're in the mix.
Pittsburgh has two games in hand.
Get two games in hand, and you lose the extra point because your ROWs aren't there.
Lose a tiebreaker.
Right? So it's really...
Six out.
It's nice of you to try.
It's happened before.
But that was what you expected from Montreal this year.
Montreal's the one team that carried the pace.
Hey, they controlled things.
What's the price update?
Dale, we said best game since late October, early November.
Mm-hmm. Is Price back or not? Is he coming back for the last 3 weeks?
I can tell you Jeff Petrie's out with a hernia.
Yes.
He will not play for the rest of the year. That's the last medical update I have from Montreal.
We've got 6 weeks left in the regular season. Is there any chance Price gets back for three of those six?
Doesn't have pads on yet that we know of.
They need to shut down Carey Price. That's what you need to start doing.
I'm sure they're contemplating
that. Thinking about shutting him down.
Why? Why not push him until he's ready to go?
I know if I'm Michel Therrien, I'm not thinking of shutting him down. I'm hoping like heck he gets on the ice
real
soon.
But isn't this good? You've got Ottawa playing much better. Ottawa's won four in a row.
He needs...
Montreal with a surprise victory.
If he puts the pads on tomorrow, what do you think he needs to get ready to play? 10 days, 2 weeks?
Yeah, he's probably at least. So you got 6 weeks. And, I mean, they really want to
Where
make
are they
the
going
playoffs.
Next week?
They're going on the West Coast.
California.
Nice trip.
Right? It'll be some California dreaming.
Anaheim, as hot as you can be. L.A., a real good team. And San Jose playing real well.
Made no sense.
Tough What's trip.
That? Other than dropping a line from a song, that made no sense.
What right. makes sense is
Making
those,
the playoffs?
They're in it.
California dreaming.
You don't think they're in it?
Who? Montreal?
Those three teams are playing real well. Sense if I don't believe that they're going to make the playoffs?
Yeah, I guess it's a nightmare. More of a nightmare. But you know what? Good try, though. Here's one for you. Report out of Russia. Ilya Kovalchuk, he's not with the team right now.
No, he's
suspended. KHL team. Ilya Kovalchuk has told SKA Moscow that if he's not on the roster in 2 days, he's terminating his contract and heading to
the North American America. Hockey.
North America.
The American Hockey League.
Does he know that Atlanta moved to Winnipeg?
He was with New Jersey.
I know.
So who's his coach? Who's his coach? Zubov?
Yes.
Sergei Zubov suspended
him. Coach or his GM? Zubov is coach. Coach? Okay.
So he's coming back.
If he's not on the roster in the next 2 days.
So Jersey has his rights?
Well, it's convoluted.
Do Jersey have his rights?
Does he have to go through waivers? Does every team have to sign off on it?
It's really
convoluted.
We only have 2 minutes left.
So
in the
guess what? Guess who has first choice in the waiver draft? Is Toronto in 30th right now?
Well, you have stats in front of you. We're not even going to print these off anymore for you.
Did they climb at a 30th, Toronto?
You're not. Edmonton is.
What do you do with those? You take them home to line the birdcage? Like, seriously.
Like, is there any space for your bird in that cage?
No,
after
I keep
all
them neat, and he just gives me the same package every day.
Yeah,
he doesn't. Even... He knows I don't look at them. This is the one from 12 days ago. It's the same damn package. Why would I read it?
Oh my hey, God.
February 16th on it.
We're gonna do that.
What?
2014. Those stats are from 2014.
Who, does Edmonton get first choice?
No. Yes, Edmonton right now. Shoot. But it's
well,
a tiebreaker.
Well, if Edmonton don't claim them, then Toronto might get them. And Lou likes him. Lou likes him. He traded for him.
We'll probably get more into this on trade deadline day with our 11 hours of coverage, if we have time to squeeze it in. But yeah, it's a process for Ilya Kovalchuk to come back to the National Hockey League because of how he left.
How old is he now?
Why do you ask these questions?
I'm pulling a Doug McClain. All right. How old is he? Jeez. Matt.
Tonight
he is 1 year older than Rick Nash.
32 years old.
Thanks.
He's 32.
32.
Because he was a draft before Nash. I remember because I had to do the
He's
contract.
Got some juice left.
I had to do the contract.
But there's so much baggage there.
With Ilya?
And with luggage costs these days?
Hey, they said there was baggage with Yager. Now he's ready to pass Gordie Howe.
He's the face of the league right
he's
now.
He's ready to pass Gordie Howe. He's the face of the league.
The face of the league.
Darn right.
So move over, Sid.
And look how good he's played, Yager. He's become 10 like
games.
You said.
10 games in the NHL.
Sure,
six
be nothing without him.
Let me run through the schedule here. Six on
that.
Sportsnet. Edmonton, Los Angeles on 360. Ottawa, Vancouver on Sportsnet Pacific. Islanders and Calgary on Sportsnet West. Nashville, Chicago on Sportsnet East. Minnesota, Philadelphia on 360. And on Sportsnet Ontario at 7:30. Hockey Central tees it up at 7 o'clock. It's Carolina and Toronto. We will see you tonight.
This ain't like when you're at a game and sign up for a credit card just to get the prize and then you immediately cancel the credit card. Because there's no prize when you sign up for our radio shows at iTunes or with your favorite podcatcher. Sportsnet 590 The Fan on demand.